Well, this is the words of Rabbi Klein on Rabban Kotler. When did you first hear about Rosh Yeshiva?
I was living in Detroit, in Shul Kachman of Lynn, in between January 46 and July 47. And we were Mordechai Yaffe, a later family, was my dear, in Shul Kachman of Lynn. And he talked to me that I should go to learn later. And he made all the arrangements. And then in August of 47, I arrived in Lakewood in the village of Bellarmine at 47. And I'm not a person who is extremely timid or inclined to be soldier to terror and pride, but the first time that I met the Rosh Yeshiva Gadol, a certain the prophet came over me, and I still remember it.
What was it?
When I walked into the room of the Rosh Yeshiva Gadol, all of a sudden I was like trembling. That was my first impression of the
Were you told before that you were supposed to tremble when you see him? Or it was natural?
No, it was just a natural reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why I can't. The other student, he just being in his presence, closing with a certain pattern. So, during the year, Moshe Gadol said very few Moshe music. But in the month of Elul, when he was growing up, Hashem and Kippur, he said a lot. He said, like, every couple of days, he said Moshe Gadol. And I think he said, the Shaker, I think he said, Midra and Bayula, besides during the weekdays. I don't really remember too many incidents. I tried to put together one or two things. When it came to Sukkot time, I those 2 years I stayed in the Yeshiva Sukkot.
Where was your home?
Detroit. So I didn't go home to Detroit, Christmas of 47 or Christmas of 48. And I remember that by us in Detroit, that Sukkot was always, you know, very fancy decorated. So when I saw that the Sukkot nature was not, so I took upon myself the initiative. And when the Rosh Yeshiva Gadol came into the Sukkot, so I saw that he was very happy. His eyes lit up, and he was very pleased that the Sukkot had that special youngsters of the Lord with a different decoration. In the Sukkah, the Rosh Hashanah used to sit with the Talmidim, and he must have known thousands of the Gedolim of Ma'aseh. And in the Sukkah, like this for the whole year, I don't think, even on Shabbos, I don't think he used to talk too much about the Ma'aseh. In the Sukkah, it seems to me that it was another of the brothers filled with thousands of mitzvahs from all of the building, and he used to enjoy selling these mitzvahs.
What do you do in the regular shop? What do you think about?
What do you do? I don't have any memories of dying in the shop or something. And he was saying this year, so Aaron was, he had to get used to his talking. He said he's like a machine, you know, and talking very rapidly. And he said a lot of deep things with a few words. So he really had to concentrate. So I had come from learning Bells for a few years. And I asked the Rosh Yeshiva Gadol, is it possible for him to make a settlement to give us advance the first thing you see is that what the norm was, what are the things you should look up. But he was very pleased to have the suggestion, and from that time on, he always stood up in the morning that he was saying the shiur. So at least he had a chance to, a fighting chance to zero in on what he was going to talk about, so it was much, a little easier to absorb all the talking that he said, and that he fascinated him. Most of the boys in Lakewood were not accustomed to half the one in the fashion. Because I had come from Belgium, encouraged them. Mm-hmm. So I still had that, the residue of that community in my bones. And I did allow myself to interrupt this year many times with passion. Some of the guys were shocked. Now, the issue was that Sal, he himself, if you asked something to that same doctor, he was very pleased that he asked. The natural path that the chair was taking. But if you ask an Irish guy, you know, then you really know it. The people's mind. Mm-hmm. Now, I also had, when I was, after I had left Lakewood, I was living in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. It became, which became Cleveland to be some fundraising because of. So this year the day my brought one year from they took me out.
What year was that? Huh? What year did it become food?
After that, maybe 69. Mm-hmm. So I got married in 69. I think I was 99. And
you came to race for
the
food? For the yeshiva.
For Lincoln.
Yeah.
Baker as well.
Yeah.
And this year the day that law called me to write a tarot to go with us. So he took them to his favorite Balabasin, but they didn't have to encourage them to do it. Mm-hmm. So in the car there was a lot of vegan tarot.
Yeah.
Remember that the day near that sound.
The man?
The day made love.
Yeah.
She was dead.
Uh-huh.
Said over a mission design. And they first in, he was comparing person that does have it and person that receives has it. So he said, and person that gives has it to someone else becomes more attached and more devoted than the person that receives the benefit. Logically, you think beneficiary of the chesed should have more authority there, so it's just the opposite. Giving the chesed, knowing that the Baron has not liked this design very much. So, when I was in Cells also, the relationship of Cells, we had mothers from the chesed. Told us that we had a phone call from the Baron, and the Baron told him not to make the show very sure not to be dependent. Mm-hmm. The whole door, and people made the show a whole door and what should they do about it? So he said, after you get clean, to establish independent tumors that we adopted by the radius. Independent tumors. So what they were discussing was another 7 months instead of things that are 100% important to establish the clinical tumor. So I told them when he came, if you agree to it, so then I'm going to make you a partner. And how we work together. So we're talking. Telling us the approach, the partner of the Baron, the way he didn't just begin the formal relation, I want you to help me do this in your approach. He has some good things. Once you said a positive opinion, okay, so now you're a partner.
Uh-huh.
So by asking the question in the right way, you achieve so much more.
Uh-huh.
You got enough to agree to be a partner instead of just being someone by the environment is the environment's project, and her mother will only help us on. No, it's now became your mother's project also. He thought that was, he was impressed by the way the environment approached him. Mm-hmm. And like this, the environment is always, everything good is fast. Anytime you have to do something, you did it right away and got that finished it. But he did mention that even when he was making fundraising calls, I remember he said he was the missionary of the ruler. And in between calls, while the phone was ringing, while he would be talking over the missionary. So he was a tremendous announcement. Some power of what was going on. In that second, there was a nice little boy that he visited some of the bathroom in Detroit. I think that was some years when he was really known for a lot of trouble.
That was early years?
Yeah, in probably in 1942. 1943.
Who did he say?
When he came to 41. So there was a nicer that teenagers, guys that learned in the local yeshiva, the teenagers were sitting on the porch and not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
So the father, one of the boys, got way up there. He said, "Well, what are you doing? Time for this and that. You should be doing something." So the Byron told his father, "If you used to tell her, the daughter has to have time to relax all the time." So I heard this nice and enjoyed, and I thought, wow, you know. If I said that, I couldn't believe it, you know.
Yeah.
One would have thought, you know, that's a big nice.
He's very sensitive to other people, Master.
Yeah. So he was able to understand that a woman has to relax all the time. And, with Lucas music that he gave, he made, I think Austin gave us music on the Grim and the music on Hanukkah. But the rest of the year, from that to now, he didn't say any music. Only Earl and Young Lorraine. So when he said his music, he was, it was a little easier to understand than the Hanukkah shiur, and it's like, you didn't have to know as much. And if he was building, you know, what was it? But he spoke also with a lot of fire, his eyes, you know, burning, blazing eyes. And he put his shoes, even his shears, he put all his prayers into it. And his shoes also, he put all his prayers into it. And it was like a burning fire. And all the fires, you know, this. But he made the energy that he put into his moves, that itself created a tremendous impact. And soon he was using that without being affected by it. He put into one's moves enough pointer that a different way to treat it was put into tension. And then he had a lot of money that I got in there. It was impossible to listen to a smooth organ and not to be affected. So it's such a fiery message.
Well, besides the fire, there was a lot of content.
Yeah. And He used to be in New York City the whole week, from the Sunday to Thursday. And he came back to the theater on Thursday evening. He said this here, from either Shabbos afternoon or Shabbos night, depending on summer or winter. And sometime you better hear on Friday.
The morning.
On the Good Friday morning. Tom really didn't know how much was going on in his head and his actions and his leadership all the Jews in America and all the other Jews. He gave me a no conception of how big, you know, you should write next to a city, you don't really know how big he is. All you see is where God out is, you and what's real and what's good. We don't know, unless you read all the newspapers, you read all the things going on, which, that's nutty, right? But the average Talmud in the local city has no conception how great God is. Only for the people in the first contact in relation to this year.
You had other experiences besides that, right? You were not experiencing with that service in any way?
No, only in concluding when I was driving in.
Like a summary statement of the whole experience. Did you need to do anything like that? Do you want to say, like, two sentences?
The summary is that he pushed himself very strongly. Commitment to staying in shooting and shooting, listening to all the problems of flying cells. If there is nothing fails, that if he didn't, he did not like leaving problems to other people that are coming. He felt that if he didn't analyze the problems and express his opinion, that he could not rely on coming up. He's heavily involved in all the big problems, all the small problems, you know, with the fire service, with the noise, with the idea, with the job, with the giants, with the assassin, with all kinds of problems, all the employees of the giants that take into his doorstep. But really, learning to see that it didn't even realize how heavily he was involved in all the problems of the whole fire service. And we heard that when he sometimes, in the summer, he went to a hotel, so called the West South, so he used to say, so I'm probably going to have to make sure anything.
He found them wherever he was.
And from Europe and every state. Every day, you know, we had many, from all over the world. People, all people with all kinds of problems. Used to call him up pretty nice. And but a lot of this that I'm saying now, I didn't even realize when I was training him. I found out a lot of these things afterwards. That's nice that you know, if you don't know about something, you just don't know. But as far as we were concerned, like, he was full time devoted to the lake of achievement since then, period. But the reality was that he gave as much time and effort to the fighting tail, all kind of problems. I mean, I'm not even talking about Barrichello, because Barrichello was his full-time ancestor between 41 and 43. I talked to him, even though when I was there, there was no strong Barrichello quality. And there were so many other hundreds and hundreds and thousands of fighters as well that came to him to decide. So he had the apparatus that appears to be managed. And for all the organizations and all the things. I mean, I remember when I was a young kid in Detroit, they said, so we had, as everyone was chanting for a right. So he told us in 44 that he asked for me to start. He said, why? He said, because we were told to be Detroit and establish a new organization for the church. I said, what are you here for? He said, so he said, I don't know. He said, what do you think? And he tells us, really, to get it up. He said, he's a guy. If you're going to leave the church and leave us and then go to the master, he couldn't understand the whole concept that they were following us. He has a gospel thing, he saw something to do with the matter. And the coming was good because they respect Ravon for being the Goal Hazel in 44. But the Zaka, not just what was the Zaka left because, in fact, the town would be done with her, was there for a period of time before he went to other events. But, citing this, because even in those early years, Ravon was considered the God of the world, 44. There's another incident in my personal life. When I left college in 1957, I went to Toronto. I lived in Toronto for 5 years. Shortly after I took the job in Toronto, I was in the school. So I had a phone call from the leader who was the Barnes and the Dow. He said that he was starting to work on a campaign to build the new building.
Okay.
And this was in 1957, and I said, if you would like you to come, he wants to have a separate office because the president fundraiser is a full-time job is raising for the maintenance. For me, the separate man in a separate office is married to the building. So I told him that first year that if he had called me 3 months earlier before I came to Toronto, I really would have considered it. I just came with a new job. It's not right to come. New job in Toledo is not then a year after he was lifted, in January of 64, the Yonkers Lightsville, I was showing his running the office, and he told me that they're looking to hire someone to lead the promotion, publication promotion of the New Day's Medical. And Peter after Ravon was missing. A year after he was missing, he was missing in December 62. So a year later, the building he started in 57 was completed, and they had the grand dedication of the new building. And we needed a special man to promote all the